This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In an earlier study, I suggested Luke might have practiced his profession in Philippi to help the fledgling church get established. There is no indication he was a preacher or evangelist, but it's clear he was an inquisitive person, probing into events to better understand them. Then, being educated, he meticulously wrote, as an historian, the books of Luke and Acts. Here's where he made sure what he wrote was accurate and persuasive, endeavoring to provide material that would help readers understand and believe who Jesus was and what he did. When he wrote about Mary's encounter with Elizabeth when both were pregnant, he carefully noted that she declared, "My spirit rejoices in God my Savior." Elizabeth affirmed that Mary was the mother of her Lord. Zechariah said that God had come and redeemed his people by raising up a horn of salvation. The angels that first Christmas night declared, "Today in the town of David a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." Simeon took Jesus in his arms and affirmed, "My eyes have seen your salvation." In relating the story of Zacchaeus, Jesus concludes by saying, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost." This is the theme of the parable of the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the prodigal son. For those like Theophilus who were believers, Luke's books would help them grow. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.